This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guests for today's program are April Ledford, Clint Silver, and Justin Ricker, members of the Mitchell High School FFA program, and Haley Hampton, FFA advisor. This is National FFA Week. FFA student members develop character, work ethic, and leadership skills, and FFA prepares them for successful careers in agriculture. April Ledford is the chapter secretary. April, what is FFA, and didn't it used to be called the Future Farmers of America?
Yes, it did, and FFA is for and by the students, and it's still farming, but it's expanded more over the years. Still call it Future Farmers of America, but the name is National FFA Organization.
Thanks, April. Clint Silver is a sophomore member. Clint, what are the agricultural classes like at Mitchell, and what do you learn?
Well, the agriculture classes are like overviews of certain parts of the agricultural system. Like in ag science, we go over all the aspects of farming and growing crops and learning through all the parts of being a farmer. There's horticulture, which is a study of plants and trees and crops. In the animal science class, going over all the animals, cows, horses, and all the other animals in the farming classes.
Justin Ricker is a freshman member. Justin, what are some of the FFA activities you participate in?
Well, I'm a freshman, so I ain't really started nothing yet. But what I am going to do is horse judging and livestock judging. You get sets of animals, goats, cows, horses, sheep, all that kind of stuff. And you learn how to judge them and what to look for. And then you write down which animal you think's the best in that class and turn it into the judge, and you win by that way. There's a shooting team. I didn't get into it, but there's a lot of people that did. You can win trophies for your school that way, too.
And Justin, tell us about the national convention you attended in October.
Indianapolis was great. We had all kinds of things to do up there. Seen dealerships like Ford, race cars from NASCAR there. Army had National Guard and Marines set up there. All the things just try to get you to learn and understand about their jobs or what you could do in your life and how to be successful in it. We had two-night rodeo, only for FFA members. Had concert with Toby Keith. If you're an FFA member, you really need to go to it. It's one of the most best experiences in your life.
Thanks, Justin. Another question for Clint. Why should people take agricultural classes, and why should they become FFA members?
Taking the agricultural classes can give you an expectation of how you'd want to be a farmer, better ways to be a farmer, and how to give you the economic standbys of how farming goes by. 20% of all jobs involve agriculture. And without food, we'd all be naked and hungry. After I've done this, I've learned so much more things I can do with my life now. It's helped me inspired to go to college.
April, you're a senior. What is your advice to young members and people interested in FFA?
I would give advice to younger people to be in FFA because it's a lifetime experience. It's just not horse judging or cattle judging or dairy judging. There's mega conference, which is a leadership activity. It gives you leadership skills to be a good leader, and there's different classes that you can go into. For the upcoming juniors, there's a class to learn how to do what you need to do for a senior, and there's also different activities for freshmen or junior, and that's a really good experience to go to, and it helps you to be more confident about yourself. And just for the younger people, I would give them advice to take an ag class because it's a great experience. And the camps, they're really great. SLC camp, it's more of a leadership camp. And it's for the officers, but members too. And the rec camp, it's really fun because you meet new people. You meet a lot of people, and you're friends with them for like a lifetime.
Haley Hampton is the FFA advisor. Haley, how does the program help young people?
I think the ag classes are a good opportunity for students because it's something that they get to do some applied things, some hands-on activities, and take things they learn in other classes and actually do them, which helps them to remember it. And a lot of people don't realize about agriculture classes is that there's a lot of science, there's a lot of math, there's a lot of English, there's a lot of reading they have to be able to do. but it's put in a situation where they can apply it to a real-life situation they might actually encounter. And so it does help them in their other classes because they have this opportunity to say, oh, this is how a geometry figures into real life, you know, when we're talking about barns and rafters or something like that.
Our thanks to Mitchell High School FFA members April Ledford, Clint Silver, Justin Ricker, and to Haley Hampton, Mitchell High School FFA advisor. FFA members are the leaders of tomorrow. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.